some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
There we go, everybody. We are finally live and ready for Monday's exciting edition of Rated G Radio. We're going to have Amanda the Warren on. She is an animal communicator in just a tiny little bit. She was great and dialed in exactly as she was supposed to 5 minutes before the show, but we're having some technical difficulties. I could hear her easily, but she wasn't able to hear us. So we're trying to get Amanda to reconnect in, and I've got Mary Lou Monroe Ray. She's my guest co-host. She'll be joining us in just a couple of moments, and she's been in contact with Amanda as well, so we can get this squared away for the night. It's going to be a fun show. Tomorrow we have Reverend M.G. Blackstock, and she's going to be on the show talking about her new book. Wednesday we have human psychic Zoe Niklaus. She'll be on the show taking your calls about whatever it is you'd like to ask. Thursday, we have artist Paul Richmond. He paints these amazing oils that are huge, you know, like gallery size, and he's going to be our guest on Thursday's show. And then on Friday, we have Scott Roth with the band Western Electric. They've got a new album out called Death in Obligations. We're going to be doing a world premiere of that on the Friday night dance party, and that will be super, super exciting. So we're going to find out what's going on with the phone lines. I'm going to bring on Mary Lou. Mary Lou, we are live right now. Were you able to reach out to Amanda?
We're having a bit of a chat here. She may have to call in. I'm just trying to get her to adjust her microphone. It keeps asking to share the microphone. You're probably the wizard of these.
I think that's probably a good thing. If she can share the microphone, I have a feeling that will probably do it. So while we're doing that, Mary Lou, I'm going to put you back on hold for just a second and just talk about a couple of other things that are going on real quick. I want to send a big shout out to everybody around the world who voted on the hottest new artist chart a couple of weeks ago for my song, Witch Sisters Halloween. And they wrote me over the weekend and said, in all of our time in doing this, we've never had a response that's been this overwhelming, not only from a voting standpoint, but from a social media standpoint where we're gathering votes as well, both from Facebook and Twitter, but also for Instagram. And so your song is now number one. So it debuted on their charts at number one. And it's apparently received such a large number of votes that it's going to be number one for the entire month of November. So thank you to everybody for voting for my song, Witch Sisters Halloween, on the hottest new artist chart. Super, super excited to have my first number one song. Of course, it's a Halloween song. And so just as a little tribute to everybody out there who made this possible, while we're waiting for the phone lines to get squared away, I'm going to play this for you. You know, again, it's, you know, I know it's past Halloween, but, you know, you can kind of get there in spirit. And it's still a little fun song for the season, you know, because I refuse to play my Christmas song. Guess what? It's Christmas time until after Thanksgiving. So you're just going to have to wait a little bit longer for that one. So in the meantime, we'll just kind of reflect back for the past couple of weeks and have a sing-along while we have a little bit of a phone issue taken care of. So everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Ooh, what do we have here?
Met three sisters on the beach alone that Friday night. Gathered near a campfire kiln, their fire burned so bright. They each got up and took their turn looking me up and down. Can we trust him? Can we tell him? They would circle round. The harvest moon above was full, but showed their scary smiles. Come sit with us, the three agreed, you'll want to stay a while. Drink and handed it to me.
bubbled, steamed, and smelled real bad. Drink fast!
That is the key. Loud more told of fading stars whose looks laid claim to fame. Under knife now mummified, that plastic surgeon's blame. Hag laughed out and spit a tooth when names began to drop. Like zombies of apocalypse in Hollywood, that's hot. Jinx went next and shed her hex upon some movies made. You can't cast witch without the kitsch their empire soon would fade.
Back, and Mary Lou, you are now live with Amanda. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody at Rated G Radio and here at Rated Oz Radio. We have a wonderful guest with us, the amazing Amanda DeWarren, the pet communicator. Although, Amanda, you do sort of bring messages through from the two-legged people as well, not just our wonderful pets and horses and even little birds. How are you today?
So true.
Thank you so much for joining us. We're so excited.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Oh, such a pleasure. Now, Amanda, I know that you have worked with the wonderful Terry and Steve Irwin. That's got, you know, our big sort of animal zoo up here, Australia Zoo, up on the Sunshine Coast. And many of the folks over in the States, you know, knew our Crocodile Man. And you started off in Dream World. And you do all these amazing things. There is so much on your website, and I'd love to chat to you about a few things, but we do have people waiting. So could you just tell folks today what it is you do with as an animal communicator, how that works for you, and how that really started for you?
Well, I communicate with animals that are both living and passed over. So generally, you know, people want to hear from their loved ones passed over as well. So I also do medium work, you know, you never know what's going to come through in a reading. You might get, you know, dad coming through with two lost pets that, you know, disappeared many years ago, and he just wants to bring closure through. Each reading is different, or people want to know, what's wrong with my pet? Why is it sad? Why is it angry? Why is it all of a sudden changed, you know, its emotional state? So, I mean, there's a vast array of reasons why people want to call me for their pets here, for their pets over, or they just want to hear from a loved one that's passed over, or they just want life direction. Generally, the people that are passed over always know what's going on in your life. So, you know, I guess I'm a jack of all trades when it comes to that.
Yeah, so, because on your website, I mean, you have fantastic tips for helping people with their pet problems. You go into things, you know, even things about pets that have been abused, pets that have passed over, and what happens there. You have things on different behaviors, like destructive pets. I have a friend going through that at the moment with a flatmate who decided to chew up her laptop. So, you know, there's obviously reason. Yeah. Yes, she's not happy about that. But anyway, I'm sure it'll be replaced, but it's a beautiful little dog.
But the dog will be replaced, or the
mallet? No, the laptop. No, she's wonderful with animals. She has a little zoo out on her back veranda. But, you know, there's obviously behaviors and there's reasons why pets behave in that way. And it must be frustrating for them not to be able to communicate always with their masters or mistresses.
Yeah.
So this is where you can step in and connect with these animals. So how does that work for you?
I've been doing this for such a long time. I guess a bit of watching Steve work and Terry work has rubbed off onto me, because I feel for a fact that Steve could always communicate with animals. But it's a one-on-one connection, and I go in with the intention, always with the gentle intention of saying to the whatever animal it is, what is going on with you? And they're usually so grateful to have a chat with me. Like, for instance, there was a lady that had a horse yesterday, and she said, the horse is really playing up. And I said, well, I don't want you to tell me anything, but I said, have you only just had this horse for about 6 months, but it was owned by a previous owner who used to do like eventing and so forth? I said, this horse is angry because its owner sold it to you, and he feels that you're not using him to his full advantage. You're not doing the show jumping. She goes, that's exactly right.
Wow.
She said, he was sold to me as now a hack, not an eventer. But the other lady that had him before me, she did a lot of eventing.
Yeah.
So I said, he's playing up because he doesn't want to stay with you. He wants to go back to her and do the eventing. So, you know, there's always a reason why these things happen. And I can always, most of the time, I can get to the bottom of it. But they come through with their personalities. You know, it's like you have a cheeky cat, or you have a naughty horse, or, a pet that has attitude. You know, there's always, they're like us. They have their different personalities. They might be a bit quiet, or they might be a bit, how you doing, you know? Happy to talk to my mummy, you know, and it's amazing how totally the vast differences. You know, I mean, you might have had two animals that are exactly the same breed, yet they're vastly different from each other.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
so
there's that saying when people say, oh, you know, if I come into the next life, I'm coming back as a dog or a cat, or they've got the easy life. But I suppose, for me, I think a species or the essence of who they are comes through the way they come through. But some people have said that, like I had one friend who had a dog, and the dog passed away, and they got another pup of the same breed, and it used to have the same habit as the one that had passed, this young pup. It immediately went over and started chewing on his toes, and that's something the other dog had done. Are you aware of, they said?
Absolutely, yeah. You wouldn't believe how often that actually happens, because the essence and the soul of the previous dog connects to the soul of the one that's coming down to this earth. So it's going to say, hey, go and chew their toes, or go and, you know, go and do this, or go and harass the cat in this way, you know, jump, go behind it and bark at it, and something like that. They are often will, the ones that are passed over, often us, they're always around, so they know that there is a new dog coming in. So they will actually connect to the soul of the new pet and say to them, do this, 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 and this. And it happens more often than you realize.
Mm. And like a thing you did touch on, you know, in your website, there's so much information there, people. So if you're really wanting tips and things and different things discussed on pet problems, Amanda has it all there, whether it's your dog, cat, horse, birds, whatever. But I noticed that you talked about your own beautiful dog that had passed, and it has a message for a lot of people that have, you know, their family pets really are part of their family, and sometimes they're like their children, and it, you obviously have to go through the grieving process. But what is it that animals would like to pass on the messages to their owners when there is that sad loss in the family?
Firstly, they haven't actually gone. Okay, they're still a big part of our lives. And generally, the animals pass over will come through and say, oh, yeah, Nanny was here last week. And they'll talk about their lives, and that's still going on since they've passed over. Now, their love is endless. It never stops. They love us continually. Even though they've physically passed over, they still want to be a part of our lives. And their love for us is continued. Mm. So they never stop loving us. And when you've had to make the decision to say goodbye to your pet, which is one of, I would say it would be up there, you know, with you know, having to say goodbye to one of your kids, they're never angry at us for having to make that decision, because they understand that we're only trying to end their suffering and not their passing. I have never had an animal ever, and I do a lot of readings, believe me, I've never had an animal come through that has had to be put to sleep by their owner. They've never, not once, come through and said, you did the wrong thing, or you murdered me, or something like that. They always come through and say, Mummy, I feel so sorry that you had to make that decision, but I was in pain, I was suffering, and I know you only did this because you love me.
Yeah.
You know, pets are so understanding. They're so unconditional love. And their love for us goes on forever.
It does. I believe that. And for me, like even with a dog or a cat, when they love you and they choose you to, I mean, they're here to, I see animals being here to bring balance into our lives, to bring that unconditional love, and to teach us how to be our own best friend, and to be loyal and trustworthy, and because they give so much despite our human shortcomings. And sometimes animals are treated terribly. Some are just loved, and, you know, but they're,
oh my gosh, yeah,
that beauty and that unconditional love. And you just see it even in, you know, with elephants, with different species around the world. I mean, they really set an example about what's more important. There's some amazing photos out there that just bring tears to your eyes.
Oh, I know. You know, I have to ask, who's the people years ago, the dogs, you know, dumb animals, who actually is the dumb animal here? That would be us. Compared to them, that would be us.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
dogs and all animals.
It's an assumption but there is a very high intelligence with animals. And I watched the other night a movie called Secretariat about an amazing horse that won 3 races in a row, and it won by 31 lengths. And it was this woman, this is a real story, I've forgotten her name now, but she just knew how to talk and communicate to this horse, and she worked with it and knew what it wanted. And she, you know, she said, look, I've won my race, this is up to you, if this is what you want, you go for it. And it beat these other horses by 31 lengths, and no other horse has been able to beat it in history, or at least in American history that I understand. So, you know, there really is this connection we have. But I know we have a couple of people waiting online.
We sure do.
Sure.
And we've also got a couple of people that have asked questions on Facebook as well.
Sure.
I don't know. Amanda, is that something that you can do if people ask questions off of the Facebook?
Absolutely. If you just tell me what the questions are, I'm more than happy to answer. And if the people, I know that I'm sort of restricted because I do a lot of radio, but the people that are wanting to have a chat with me, if they can just have a question that they want answered about their pet, or just so I can sort of, because normally when I go into my readings, I have no prior information, but I know that I'm sort of, you know, limited in time when I'm doing radio.
Well, you know, we don't have all night or all afternoon, as we say, but we do have
We'd
a couple
to.
Of people here. So let's do this. We're going
to
bring our...
Oh, I'm happy to talk. I will talk with my mouth full of golf balls underwater about animals all day long.
Okay. So let's do this. Mary Lou, I'm going to, just so we have the noise, you know, and echoes and things like that, I'm going to put you on hold for just a second. You're not going anywhere.
Sure.
So stay tight.
Okay.
We're going to bring our first caller on, and that's going to be Charity. Charity, you are patient waiting, and now you're live with Mary Lou. You're live with Amanda. Excuse me. Go ahead.
Hi. How are you? Thank you so much for taking my
call.
Hi.
How are you doing there? How can I help you, my love?
I'm doing pretty good. I was just wondering if there was any messages coming through from my pets or from anybody that passed away.
Well, firstly, I feel a male figure coming through, and I feel he's the one that's got the pets. Have you got quite a number of pets? Is there like a, there's two, was there two dogs, was there?
Yeah, they're next to me now.
You've got two dogs that are living that, because I feel these two dogs are actually, so are they different breeds, those two dogs?
Yeah.
Because one came in at a different time.
Oh.
You've got two. There's so many. You've got a lot of animals. You've got two living, and these are not related dogs, though, are they?
No.
And they came in at different times because they're telling me they are different personalities as well.
Yes, but they're
because
they
I
get
feel
along.
One is a little quiet, and the other one is quite cheeky.
Absolutely.
That's the personalities I've got, and they're like, they're so excited. I feel like the excited one. There's one, and you have, is it about three dogs that you have that have passed over?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah, since childhood.
I'm looking at way back, and I'm feeling, was there a smaller dog that you had passed as well, was there?
Yeah, he would have been small. Not that tiny, but small.
Smaller than the other two. And was he quite some time ago, I feel?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's coming through, and then there's two others after him, but I feel like he was like a childhood or a family dog.
He was, yeah.
Yes, and he was very sweet, very friendly, and I felt he'd been in the family all his life.
Mm-hmm.
He said he was he like a, I don't know your breeds over there, but I'm not looking at a little weeny, teeny dog, but I'm not looking at a large dog, but I feel a big personality.
Oh, he had a big personality.
Yes, because I'm seeing his big personality. He's like, he said, I might not have been really big in, I feel he was solid though. He was a solid dog, or was he just overweight?
He was a little overweight. He was a poodle.
He's telling me he was a bit overweight. He said, I wasn't fat, Amanda. I was just a little overweight. He's so sweet. He's got a big plus personality. And the other two living wanted to have a chat with you, and all of a sudden we had the one that had passed away a long time ago. I had that one come through and wanted to, was it about 14 or 15 when it passed?
Oh, yeah. Popcorn was pretty old.
Yeah, because he tells me he was a really old dog when he passed over. I felt he'd been in the family for like 15, 16 years.
I said, yes, you're right. He was in my family before I got him. Mm-hmm.
And that's what he's talking about, being in the family for such a long time. I'm just going to move him to the side for a minute because he just wanted to let you know he's there. But you have another two dogs that are coming. Was there a larger dog as well?
Yes, one's large and one's little, you're
that's
right.
That's passed over. I've got another dog. Did you have, oh, my gosh, there's so many coming through. Have you had birds as well, have you?
Oh, geez, I did when I was a kid. I forgot about that.
Yeah, because I'm going right back to the birds that you had. Were they like parrots or little parrots or something?
Mm-hmm.
I've got, because the dog, was it Peppy, did you say his name was?
Popcorn.
Popcorn. Popcorn's bringing some birds through that were with you when you were younger. He's going right back over the years. So I don't know
how old
you are, but there's some colorful birds coming through. Were you sort of teaching these bird things, birds, were you?
Yes, I did. That's incredible because I got the birds right after you lost him.
Okay.
It was a long time ago.
Because I did the little dog first, and then I got the birds coming through, and the birds are saying that you were teaching them tricks and so forth, or you were working with them.
Oh, yeah, they were unbelievable.
I'm looking at these
like that.
I just, they wanted to come through and say, we knew what you wanted us to do, and that's the intelligence that they have. They knew exactly, on your command what to do, and, that's their intelligence.
That was incredible. I hadn't thought about any of them in so long. Wow.
Well, I never know what's going to come through in any readings. I mean, I have no idea where you are, but I just go with whatever I feel come through. And I feel a gentleman over there that loved animals. Has your granddad passed, has he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
On your mum's side, he's been gone for quite a long time?
About 5 or 6 years, but it
five
does
or
feel
six
like
years.
A very long time
he
for
was,
some reason.
He was, a, it feels like a long time. He was a lovely man, wasn't he?
Yes, and he did. He loved animals.
He loved animals because he's the one that's showing me that he's bringing the animals through for you. So
oh,
I've
wow.
got your grandmother, your grandfather coming through who loved the animals, who is, because when they pass over, the animals and people, they reunite. So the people that are passed over end up looking after our animals.
That makes a lot of sense because those are the exact animals that he was around for because there was quite some time that he wasn't in the area. So that's wow.
Okay,
yeah,
so he knew your dog and the birds. That's why he's bringing them through to you.
Yeah. Oh, that's so nice.
Is there anything you wanted to ask your animals living? I feel like one of them is one of your dogs an older dog?
Well, actually, I have two that are with me full time, and then I kind of ended up with another one that's across the street at my parents. And she is getting a little older, and
she's
a little
older
now.
Because I've got one that's telling me that it lives with you, but it's a much older dog. So she's about 11 now, is she?
Well, they say that she's 7 or 8, but I do not believe that. Neither did the vet.
I have to say, I think she's more 10 to 11.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And I'm quite worried about her emotionally. Is she very timid, is she?
Yeah, she's been very depressed. She's very, very loving, but she's been
okay.
Been
the
very
other
awful.
Two living with you, the other two living with you stood back because they're worried about this little one that I felt timid, frightened. She seems to want to talk to me, but she's really quite nervous about it.
Yeah, it's very bizarre because she's not normally like that. That's why it's concerning me a little bit.
Okay, and we need to get to the bottom of why she's depressed. Do you think that she has an illness around her? Are you worried about that there might be an illness with her?
I'm not sure, but it's possible just because I know that she is a little older than what they had believed.
Well, we've actually established that she is probably about 10 or 11.
Yeah, I
And in actual fact, what's going on with her is I feel tummy problems. Is she not eating all the time? Is she a little bit standoffish with her food?
Yeah, she has been, yeah.
She has been lately because I'm feeling the food that she is eating. See, as they get older, sometimes their metabolism doesn't break down the food properly. And then they start to get tummy aches. And she said, the reason why I'm not eating as much as I used to is because the food that I'm getting is starting to give me a little bit of tummy trouble.
Oh, okay.
So have you thought, but you give her pretty good meals, though. I feel like they're not full of preservatives and additives.
No. My grandfather, the one living, he'll cook her up fresh, organic, everything. Chicken, eggs, I mean, he follows such a diet.
I think she might be eating something she's not supposed to be eating.
Okay.
There may be something in the organic vegetables that may be giving her a little bit of tummy trouble, because you know yourself, if you're not feeling well and you have a little tummy trouble, it makes you not too happy.
That makes
sense. But she wanted to let you know, I'm okay, but I also am concerned about her eyesight. Has she been having trouble with one of her eyes as well, has she?
Well, she's been crashing into things, which was kind of making me a little nervous about her age.
That's making you a little nervous, because she said, I'm having trouble with my eyesight too.
Yeah.
I just felt her right eye, and I'm seeing there's like a scratch across the eye or something that is, she said, it's like someone's got Vaseline over one of my eyes and I'm trying to see out of it. So that's why she's crashing into things.
Do you think I should get a different vet?
It wouldn't hurt to get a second opinion and get that stomach sorted, because that is part of the cause of her grief. Your grandfather, bless him, has so many good intentions, but it might be a certain vegetable that can be triggering off the pain, and also I feel as discomfort in that right eye. So I would, generally when I pick these things up, they generally are verified by the vet. So I do what's known as body talk. So I connect with the animal's body and I can see what's going on. And
yeah, you're definitely
Yeah, she's a beautiful girl though, isn't she? I feel she's gorgeous. She's got a very gentle nature about herself.
She is the most loving animal I've ever had in my entire life.
I know. I can just feel her love. And she's like, she's saying to me, thank you, Amanda. Thank you for connecting to my mummy. I'm so grateful.
Oh, thank you.
Just so
sweet. Yeah, I'm definitely going to switch. I like our vet, but I feel like in a weird way, they kind of write them off when they get older. And
Isn't that sad when that happens?
I feel she still has some time left, so I don't
Well, I do too. I'm not seeing her going over anytime soon. I feel she's still got a long life ahead of her. I mean, it's nothing too drastic, just a slight change in her diet or something in her diet, and just get that eye checked out. But everything else, she seems to be just perfectly okay. She's quite energized, isn't she? I feel like she's got quite a bit of energy.
Okay. Yeah, she does. She does. That's why I said, you know, I'm sure she's going to be here for a few more years. And the vet was like, well, you know, this happens. And I said, well, maybe I need to rethink where we're going.
She'll let you know what's going on. She's incredibly intuitive. But the other ones, the other two that are living with you, they just wanted to let you know how much they love you, but they stood back to let this little one come through because they knew that that was important.
They really did.
You
they
were
actually
concerned.
Went to the other room.
So they physically left?
They actually went to the other room, and they never do that. So that's beautiful.
That's so bizarre. That generally does happen. If you're talking to one and the other one doesn't want to talk, they'll actually leave the room.
That's incredible.
Sherry, thank you.
I hope you enjoyed today,
really
honey.
Do you have any feedback for you?
What was that, sorry?
Is there any website that you have or somewhere that I could leave some feedback?
Yes. I would love to hear how it all goes. If you just email us at info@AmandaDWarren, AmandaDWarren.com.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
And I would love to hear back from you just to let me know how she's going.
I will, definitely.
Thank you,
Sherry. And I'll give her some healing as well.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Charity, for the call.
Hug your babies for me. Hug them all.
Okay. I will.
Take care.
Thank you. And for everybody who's listening today, we have links to Amanda's Facebook fan page, Amanda's website, and also a link to buy Amanda's book, which we'll have Mary Lou talk to Amanda about in just a tiny little bit. And so I encourage you to all support all of those. So click all three. And we make it very easy on the listener page. Just go and click, click, click. You can go to all of those and find out more about Amanda, schedule a private appointment with her, and also buy her book. We're going to take our next call, and that's coming from Marcus. Marcus, you are now live with Amanda. What's your question today?
Hi, Amanda. I have a little puppy.
Hi, Marcus.
How are you?
I'm good, darling. How can I help you?
I have a little pup that's been with me about 2 years, and I was just wondering if there was anything she wanted me to know.
Do you not take her for a lot of exercise? Is she? I feel she's always, like, do you take her, like, once a day, is it?
We go for walks, yes, long walks.
Long walks. She loves the exercise. She's always full of beans, isn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like, is she not always social with other dogs? I feel she's a little bit nervous about other dogs.
She doesn't really, when we walk, she doesn't pay attention to the other dogs as much.
Because I feel like she's saying, when I'm walking, I'm not socializing. I don't feel like she'll stop and chat to every dog she sees. She seems to just be focused on the walk and not so much about the other dogs.
Right.
Okay, because she said, I'm not a dog. They're dogs, I'm not. I don't want to stop and talk to them. I just want to keep going because she's loving that connection with you. She's not, she does have a couple of friends, though, doesn't she? Dog friends.
Oh, yeah.
But she picks and chooses who she wants to ignore and who she wants to be friends with.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
Because she said, I will talk to some dogs, but I won't talk to others. And she tells me that she, was there another dog before her that's passed over?
Yes, I had two dogs that passed over.
I've got one or two, because she tells me she sees at least one. There's actually, I have to ask you this, was there like a small furry animal as well?
Small furry animal?
Yeah, like a rabbit or something like that.
No.
Okay. Or was it a cat?
Nope, no cats.
Okay. I feel this is like a little rabbit coming through. It's a small furry animal with the two dogs. That you had both of those dogs for a long time, though, didn't you?
Yes.
The two that, because they tell me that they're again different personalities, they're different breeds, aren't they, or slightly different breeds. I feel like the one's mixed and one's full.
Yep. Two totally different breeds.
Okay. Totally different breeds, but I feel like one of them is a full breed, something or other, and the other one has a little bit of a mixture in it.
Yep. One was a Cocker Spaniel and one was a mix.
That's what they're showing me. One was a full breed. The other one was like a mixture of a couple of breeds. So that's
yep.
The two that I've got coming through that have passed over. And again, the Cocker Spaniel, was that a female, was it?
Yes.
Because she's just bouncing all over the place.
Yeah.
Was she very talkative? I feel very expressional. She always had something to say about something.
It's been a while, so I don't really remember.
Okay, they're just coming through. I seem to be picking up on animals that have passed away some time ago. But I've got these two coming through, and they're coming through with a grandmother figure. So I feel that they were with your family for quite a while. Well, one of them was with the family for quite a while, wasn't it?
Yeah, both of them were.
Both of them were, but I feel one lived longer than the other.
Yes, one at least almost 2 years probably.
Yes, because I'm feeling one passed, but then the other one lived for several years later and lived longer. But these two, I'm not sure if they always got on with each other. They seemed to be a little bit standoffish with each other at times. But most of the time they got on, didn't they?
Yes.
Because I feel it was the spaniel the boss, was she?
No, the other one was.
Oh, the other one was. My apologies. Because I'm feeling one of them overly, like, bossy in your face. Like,
yeah,
continually
kind of like
in
mama.
Your face. Right, okay. Now I'm understanding. Cause, but, the, you know, I feel like the spaniel was a quiet achiever. The other one always may have been quite vocal and it felt like she was the boss, but I felt like the spaniel sometimes had the upper hand because she's very smart.
Yeah, she was a good girl.
she had it all figured out. I'm still getting this rabbit through, so I'm just going to leave that for the moment because I'm not sure where that's coming through from. Sometimes it's a connection to someone else that they try and get through and sort of, I call it reading bombing. So you get a reading bomber. So somebody's got a rabbit, so I'm just going to push it back because I'm not sure where it's coming from. So you have animals here, do you? You still have a couple of animals still here?
Yes, I have one here with me now.
One here. Is that a female, is it?
Yes. Yeah.
And that's a dog, isn't it?
Yep.
And is she sort of middle age now, I feel?
She's maybe going to be seven.
But that's what I mean, middle age, between, because I'm seeing her is halfway through. So between 1 and 14 is sort of middle age, so I was picking up that mid-range. She's not a young, neither is she an old dog. But she,
right.
Does she stress a little bit when you're not there?
I think so. Not stress.
She's quite clingy.
She looks for me.
There's quite an attachment there from you to her. I feel like there's not borderline obsession, but it's like, where's dad, where's dad, where's dad? And then when she sees you, she's okay. But I feel like she stresses when you're not around at times. Not all the time, but sometimes she gets a little anxious when you're not around.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, but it's not anything to be concerned about. You know, sometimes they get a little stressed because they can't see us, but then they calm down and go, oh, dad will be home soon. She spends a lot of time with you, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Do you sometimes have to take her to work, or do you work from home or something, do you?
No.
Because she's saying, nope. She wants to go everywhere with you. She's, she's got a great sense of humor about herself. And I feel there's not just you in the family. Is there other people in the house as well, is there?
Yes, one other person.
One other person. Is that your wife?
No, it's a housemate.
A housemate. Is it a female, is it?
No.
My apologies, because she said it's not just you and her. There is another one in the house. But she's talked. Does she connect to your mum sometimes?
No, my mom's out of state.
All right. She's talking about connecting to other people. She has to feel really comfortable around other people, doesn't she?
Because
she tells me that she isn't always, like, sometimes she'll take to people straight off, and other times it takes someone a little while for her to connect to them. But I do feel she loves your housemate, though, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Because she's telling me about him and the connection between him and her. Does he make a fuss of her too, does he?
Oh, yeah.
Because she said, I love him. It's not just you in the family that gives me lots of kissings and cuddles. It's the other person that lives with us, and she loves that. She loves attention.
Oh, yeah.
So she just wanted to let you know that sometimes when we're living with someone, we sort of question whether they're good to our pets, or if they're you know, if there's something going on. But she loves the other person that's living with you. Sometimes I don't always understand exactly what they're saying, but I know she gets a little anxious when you're not there. But she loves that other person who is very, very good to her and treats her very well. So you, I think you already know that, but she needed to validate that your flatmate is, in fact, really good to her.
Good.
Okay. Well, she's pretty much okay physically, though, isn't she?
You cut out what?
She's pretty okay physically. I feel like she's in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
Does she have a little bit of a cough sometimes?
No.
Well, she's talking about things getting stuck in her throat sometimes.
Huh.
A little bit of a dry cough occasionally.
I'll watch out
all
for
right,
that.
All right, that may be something that happens if you're not home. But she's still in very good shape, though, isn't she? I'm not picking up anything, you know, for 7-year-old. She hasn't, you know, she's still got the energy of a very young dog. So I feel she's in really good shape physically.
Yep, she's a good girl.
She is a good girl. Do you take her to have some sort of a bath or something at times, do you?
Yeah, she gets baths at home.
At home, do you use a very strong-smelling perfume or shampoo or something?
I don't. It's like a conditioning shampoo. I've never really smelled it.
It's quite overpowering at times for her.
Okay.
Because they have a really strong sense of smell, it might sort of seem very meaningless to us, but she's saying that the shampoo that you have is quite a strong smell.
Okay.
So I'm wondering whether, you know, you could get something that's a little less strong-sensed and a little less perfume. So I think probably go down the line of unperfumed, because it's not irritating her, but it's just annoying her that the sense of with her sense of smell.
Okay.
But she certainly does love you. That's for sure. And she's happy at home, but don't worry, she does get a little stressed out when you're not there, but most of them do anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and those two dogs that are past, they just wanted to come through and say hello.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Okay,
you're
Marcus,
very
thanks
welcome.
For your call. Well, Amanda, we've got one more question out of the Facebook chat room here, and Robbie is back in the East Coast of the United States. And I guess that would be kind of equivalent to the Brisbane area, you know, if I took a look at the continent of Australia. And he's got some puppies. He's got some dogs at home, and he wants to know if they're happy.
I would be asking, which one do we want to ask who's happy? Because though we have animals that live together,
he narrowed it down to the lead dog. Her name is Mimi.
Ah, because when you said, are they all happy, I'm thinking, I've got about 4 different ones going, I am, oh, it depends on what day you're asking. Maybe I am, maybe I'm not, I just had a bad day, you know.
Yeah.
So the lead dog, Mimi, are these working dogs or something? I feel like she works.
They're Chihuahua dogs.
Oh, they're Chihuahua dogs. I feel like she is definitely the head of the pack.
I know that he uses her in a lot of promotional pictures on social media, so
like she's working. That's what she's trying to show me. She's showing me that she works with him, or she does work with him. She's not just a stay-at-home dog. There is an agenda that she has with him. So that's what she's trying to show me. So he uses her for pictures on social media and so forth.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so a lot of people know who she is.
She's got her own fan page.
Right. Because she was coming through as no ordinary stay-at-home dog. She was showing me, you know, that she is glamorous and beautiful, and she's, you know, she's seen by a lot of people. She's well-trained. She's well-behaved. She's incredibly intelligent. And she knows her place. She knows that she is a, you know, celebrity of some kind. But that doesn't, she's still a well-behaved dog. She's very, very intelligent, but she's obviously aware of her fans and that Daddy, you know, Daddy not uses her, but she is a part of something that she is very happy to be a part of. So if he has her on social media and so forth, she is happy to be included in that, and she always wants to be, but she is his star. So, yes, she's happy for him to put her on social media and so forth.
All right. Well, Robbie, I hope that helps and that answers your question. I'm going to bring Mary Lou back on in just a second, but if I can indulge you, can I ask about any of my dogs?
Of course you can.
Okay, I've got five.
They're all kind of fighting with each other, but was one of them a rescue?
All five of them are rescues, and three of them came from the same litter.
I've got either all of them or one of them saying we were rescued.
All of them were rescued. Three of them came from the same litter, and then two of them came at different times.
That's what I'm picking up on. They were all – the last one that came in, was that actually quite a severe case, was it, the last rescue you got?
By the time that I got him, it was not a severe case, but the circumstances before he was rescued by our vet, that was a severe case. So the answer would be yes.
That's what he's talking about. He's talking about the severity of his life. And that's the most recent that you've rescued. And he's saying, I know I'm out of danger and I know I'm safe now. So the one that just come in, he has been, like, he hasn't had an easy life, has he?
Well, you know, he was four when I adopted him, and I've had him now for about 4 years. So the first half of his life, I have a feeling, was fairly traumatic, and the last four...
That's what he's trying to tell you. He's trying to tell you that the first part of his life, this is the most recent that's come in. I never assume that rescue dogs are all badly mistreated, because that's not always the case. But this last dog is saying to me he had a very, very tough beginning, but you have helped him so much to get over it. He's a pretty good dog now, isn't he?
Oh, my God. Well, they're all great. You know, we have the little talk at the very beginning.
Of course they are. They're all amazing. But he especially has probably been the worst case out of all of your five dogs. He's saying, I am the most, you know, I had the toughest time in the first half of my life. But then when I came to you, I knew that you were my forever home. And I just wanted to thank you for rescuing me. It was very tough in the beginning, but I'm happy now.
Perfect. Well, I'm glad he's telling you that.
Okay. So, he's very grateful. They understand that we've taken them out of bad circumstances and given them a great forever home, and he is well aware of that. So that's your most recent rescue that you have with you. Just give them all cuddles for me.
I sure will. Let's bring Mary Lou back on. And Mary Lou, you've been such a champ today. I want to thank you for arranging to have Amanda here. But do you want to talk to her a little bit about her book or some of the other things that she's doing?
Sure.
I'll turn it back over to you. Thank you so much. We've got about 8 minutes left in the program. Thank you.
Okay. I really enjoyed being on here.
Oh, it's been lovely, Amanda. Just, you know, you're just so tuned in with them, and they're all so excited, and, you know, literally chomping at the bit just to get on. So when they know we'll bring you back, look out.
I got the feeling I had half the American dogs all going, get online, Mom, get online, I need to talk to you.
Put that down, just forget the earning. Get on the phone, Mum.
Yeah. Come on, Mum, Amanda's on the phone, come on.
So, Amanda, now, on your website, you actually, before we talk about your book, but you also do an animal communication course as well. So you do a few things like clearing and rebalancing your life. I'll just touch on a couple of things quickly. You have healing mats for pets and for people.
Yes.
And you also have the healing crystals, so they can get help with which you tune into and you use.
I tune into every individual crystal that's sold.
Yes.
I sign every book, and I individually tune the healing mats into the animal or person that needs that tuning. I don't just send them out. I personally make sure they are tuned in, and then I send them personally. I don't let anyone else touch the healing mats or the crystals.
No, because it's for that specific person or that specific
pet. It is for that specific person. So, I mean, if someone buys a healing mat for their poodle and their, you know, their little black dog sits on it, it's not going to make any difference. That is still going to just be tuned into their poodle.
Mm. And you also, because if they're a bit anxious, that healing energy is specifically there to help that animal, that pet, or, you know, the crystal.
I've had a huge amount of success with my healing mats. I've actually almost sold out, and I've just ordered another batch because they've actually sold out, and I've had to replenish the crystals as well because I've had such, you know, such positive results, because the one thing that I do is there's the intention there for this animal or these animals to act in actual fact be healed in whatever way they need to be healed. The products that I have devised are not for money. They're not for me to make money from. They are genuinely put together and shown by my guides for me to do this. I mean, there's a lot of products that I can do, but I don't. I just prefer the ones that are there to help. And with the healing courses, people are saying, you know, you should put that on CD. But with my animal communications, and by the way, I've had quite a few Americans that have done this course. They love it. I individually tailor, do a one-on-one for the 2 hours. I won't do CDs because everybody is different, and I can't structure a CD for everybody to follow, because when I do these communication courses, they have to be individually tailored to that person.
Yes, and that energy and, you know, what is going on in their lives and the different lessons sometimes we learn, the emotions and things that are happening, because it all stems from that first spark of light and our journey here. That's amazing. I mean, I love that you've also put up, you know, a few things like tree agate and Indian agate. Love to know where you source that, because it's not just for the pets, it's also for people as well. And I remember reading that you could put it at the gate near a horse, or if you've got birds, you can put it at the bottom of the cage, but not at the top.
Yeah.
So, you know, so it's not coming down, it's just there.
It's emanating upwards through the animal's body. You know, I'm very particular. I like feedback from people. And one lady said she bought a healing mat for her dad, which I energized that he's terminally ill. And she said the first night he just slept right through the whole night, and he hasn't done that. She thought he'd pass. She said, "Is Dad awake?" She kept going in there to see if he was still breathing. And apparently he had the best night's sleep. We get some beautiful emails back from people just saying, you know, how good the products are. And I've worked hard on the products. I've worked hard on the book, and I've worked very hard to get where I am.
Yeah.
And I love what I do, and I do it because I love it, not for any other reason.
Yeah, and that's always why things just expand, and it's there to teach people so they can connect on your website at www.amandadewarren.com. Is it?
That's it. That's the one.
Yeah. Is it .au on the end or just .com?
.com.
Okay. And now with your book, My Journey Behind Blue Eyes, now you've actually get connections with a lot of very well-known people too, which they've brought advice and guidance through. Celebrities like Steve Irwin, John Lennon, Michael Jackson, Heath Ledger, Michael Hutchins. You know, that's amazing. And you also had a connection with Princess Diana. So it's not just connecting with animals. Yeah, I'd love to read your book. So now everything is on the show page today, or if you go to Amanda's Facebook page, I'm sure you'll see the website and where all of this is available and how to book in for one of her courses. But Amanda, this is a book about your biography and just how this all began for you and your entire
journey. Absolutely. some very bizarre things happening, like, you know, talking to a lady in front of me and all of a sudden we see the apparition of her cat walk to the side of us and go underneath my chair and then sort of just disappear out the other side. And we both saw it. And then I was at a set of lights in Sydney, Australia one day, and I pulled up behind a hearse, up beside a hearse, and the apparition of this man got up and he looked at me, and without sort of actually speaking, he sort of said, "My name's Bob, and I've just passed away from cancer." And then he smiled at me, looked forward and laid back down again. And I actually researched it, and Bob had actually, it was being buried that day where I was, near where I was driving, and he had passed from cancer.
Wow. Well, that,
and
yes,
then there's,
I mean,
the Universal University that taught me everything I know, the different departments, my ascended masters, spirit guides. You know, Steve Irwin is still a big part of my life.
Yes, well, his friend Peter, I think he got to work with him, because I remember the day Steve passed, and I just couldn't help this feeling of, I was so down, and I thought, I'm about to go to Japan to see him. Have I gotten over the guy I broke up with a few years ago? What is it? And I couldn't, I knew it wasn't me, and then he came in about 10 minutes later and told me that Steve had passed away. And that's what I was feeling, that entire world going into shock, because it was so sudden, of course, and you
well,
had the honor of working with them.
I remember the day it happened. I was actually at home in my home in Yamundi, which I don't own anymore. I live somewhere else on the Sunshine Coast. But I remember having that feeling of a great sense of loss, and I couldn't work it out. I just, for the life of me, I was thinking, what is it, one of my family? It's bigger than that. And I just carried around this loss for about 2.5 hours. Next minute, my phones are going crazy. I've got all kinds of reporters and media outside my door and people ringing me, and they're going, and then one of Terry's girls from the office rang me and said, Steve just passed over. And then, I mean, the media were absolutely horrendous. They were just constantly, you know, you work with Steve, mm-hmm. you know Steve, blah, blah, blah. It was such an invasion. And at the time, I was with my partner, Mick, who has now also passed over. He was a 6'7" truck driver. And when he told you to get off the property, you got off the property.
Yep.
You know, but he had to use brute force. And I talk about Mick in my book as well. So, you know, the relationship that we had. But everybody that reads my book always gets something out of it. People love to read it 2 or 3 times over because they love the whole content. It's not just a blah, 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 you know, carry on about my life. It's about how I learn. It's about connecting with some very powerful people, some bizarre stuff that happened. You know, it's pretty, I have to say, I love reading the book myself, and even though it's mine.
That's the best.
And with
way.
That, Mary Lou and Amanda, yeah. we're out of time for the day. I would love to have you both back in the new year if we can manage that.
Yes, and
I would love that. Thank you
we
so much. That would be wonderful.
And
yes,
I didn't
and
know about your
get...
mats. I'm going to have to go to your website, Amanda, and go spend some money today, because I'm very intrigued about that. So I'll go and check that out after the show.
Yeah.
Please do, because I've just got a bought a new house, so I've got a mortgage. So yes,
okay.
Definitely.
Okay, that's right. You've got to book some merchandise.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure,
so
Amanda.
We'll talk
and
soon
I was talking to Louise, and we'd love to have them over in the States, Amanda. If any sponsors are out there to do an event like Amanda DeWarren and our wonderful David,
and
I'd love to go to America. I would love that. I'd drag Louise with me.
Very good.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. Have a great afternoon.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.